This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're listening to Tass and Paul here on Saturday Magazine. And Tass, who is our next guest this morning?
Our next guest is Dr. Grant Blaschke. Dr. Grant Blaschke is a GP. He's actually an academic with the NOSL Institute for Global Health at the University of Melbourne and also a clinical advisor at Beyond Blue. Good morning to you, Grant.
Yeah, good morning.
Great to have you on the airwaves this morning, and thank you for taking some time out on your Saturday morning for us.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I like your show. I've been on a couple of times. I've had some good chats.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'd like to have you on regularly, if that's okay. I think that was a bit of a sound effect from Paul. Now, Grant, I wanted to ask you, tell us, what is the impact of COVID-19 on people's mental health?
Yeah, what a crazy time it's been. I mean, when it all started, we saw this sort of spike in the contacts to our Beyond Blue support service. So, you know, 30 or 40% jump. People were just, what's going on in my life? And I think the thing is, there's been a bit of a triple whammy because, you know, everyone's worried about the infection and not giving it to their partners and all that. Then you get hit by the finance and the maybe losing your job. And then the home life has been a huge change. Suddenly, you know, partners working from home or kids at home or for some people quite a lot, just suddenly on their own at home. So perfect storm and a really difficult time for people.
So what's the manifestation? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? Stress?
Yeah, all of those, actually. I mean, we've certainly seen a lot of stress. And also, I think for people who've had mental health issues in the past, that's pretty tough. You know, I was thinking for the LGBTI community, this is, as much as you can generalise, but very social, a lot of social connections, a lot of community support. So I think it's been a particularly hard time for people who are feeling isolated. And I also think we know generally that some members of the LGBTI community sort of a bit more reluctant to seek health care, still, unfortunately, you know, worried about stigma and still a lot of discrimination in the community. So Beyond Blue's been really on the front foot doing all we can to reduce discrimination and include inclusion because we know they're big risk factors for depression and anxiety.
Grant, just Paul here, good morning. One of the things that's been written recently in the commentary is that this actually has been quite a good holiday, just taking the reverse, for people who are suffering sort of from social anxieties, and they've actually found quite a lot of solace in the fact that we've gone to social distancing and have retained some of this isolation. The move back to normality for those is probably going to be twice as tough and twice as hard as anyone who is like doesn't have those same levels of anxieties. Do you think you'll see more of that coming through, particularly into the Beyond Blue phone calls?
Yeah, that's such a good point. So it's been a big sort of step back for everyone, hasn't it? I mean, a lot of people have been quite reflective and enjoyed, in fact, you know, the sort of, oh, let's the world stop, let's just step off from it and have a look at things. I mean, they're for those people where, you know, they're not suddenly broke or, you know, might have a reasonable partner and they've got immediate crises. But some people have found it a bit of a relief to step out of the sort of the big procession.
I have a number of friends in that boat, Grant, who have actually said a couple of times that they've really enjoyed us, and it's actually suited them very well and reflected their own personalities. We're all different, of course.
I'm very much the same. Ben and my partner have been working at home quite closely together and actually have enjoyed the time we've had because we don't get to spend time together and actually are not looking forward to going back. So I think there's going to be quite a difficult transition to get the working population to go into a new era. I don't think it'll go backwards. I just think we'll find a new way of doing things.
I think that's right. I think there's a spectrum, right? For people who have serious sort of anxiety issues, this is a bit of a problem because there's sort of that routine of pushing themselves and going out and engaging with people. It sort of keeps them well. And then they've sort of backed away from all that and things are quiet. And so getting their confidence back, getting them back out in the community and re-engaging might be a bit tricky. I think you're right, though. I don't think we'll be just back to business as usual. I think everyone's gone, wow, it can sort of work from home. And, this pace is quite nice. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all pans out. I mean, some of it's dependent on where the whole medical trajectory goes. You know, this holy grail of the vaccine, we're not quite sure when or even necessarily if exactly when that might happen.
My prediction is that it's at least 18 months off. I mean, by the time it's discovered, tested and tried, and then it's got to be scaled up, and then you've got to start inoculating 25 million people here in Australia alone and billions across the world. It's going to take a while before everybody's inoculated.
I think that's right. And so some of the things I've been talking about with my patients and generally for Beyond Blue is, well, how do you look after your mental health?
Yeah, good question. Give us some tips. What are the things that we should all be doing, Grant?
All right, routine. Really important. Even if you're not working, get up, get dressed, have a shower, get into your day. Maybe even plot out a calendar when you're going to have a break, do some exercise. Also important.
In other words, don't spend the day in your dressing gown and slippers.
As lovely as it is, you know, you can get into a bit of grief if you stay up half the night on the internet, sleeping in all day. Watch the alcohol, pretty easy. Australians don't mind a drink, and that can get a bit carried away if you know you don't have to get up for work and all that sort of thing. I think your sleep-wake cycle, so try and get a bit of sunlight on your face in the day, get out and about. The social thing's huge. So a lot of people are Zooming and chatting online, and I think a really good time, think about colleagues or friends who you know are going to be sitting on their own, a lot of hours in your own headspace, reach out to them, maybe make a regular catch-up with them so that they don't have to keep contacting you, because it's sort of a weird time. So say, you know, Tuesday morning, why don't we have a coffee? I'll Zoom you at 9 o'clock and we'll, you know, give them something to look forward to. There's a bit of evidence that the LGBTI community as a group are particularly good at engaging with online stuff, and there's some great.
Early adopters, I think we're called.
Yeah, I mean, as much as you can generalise, but definitely, some of the studies show that. And so there's heaps of good stuff. Beyond Blue website, amazing. And there's a Corona dedicated website, which has just got amazing articles about every, what do you do if you've got Corona? What do you do if you're fighting with your partner? What do you do if you lose your job? All that. There's a 24-hour confidential phone line, 1-800-512-348. And other thing people might like is this forum. The chat is just going off there. There's a Corona-dedicated forum with literally hundreds of thousands of views and people chatting away to each other about their various concerns.
So, Grant, that's a really good five-point plan. If I can summarise, establish some routine in your life. Watch your alcohol consumption. 3, manage your sleep-wake cycle. 4, keep socially connected. Talk to your friends. Set up times to actually engage with them and have conversations. And fifthly, it's about information. Get informed, and if you need to, go out and seek the information that you might need.
Perfect.
And Grant, just before we go, we're going to wrap up in just a moment. As you're an academic, this must surely give you some very rich material from a research basis in terms of really what's going on inside people's minds. How will you as an academic be using the coronavirus pandemic to enrich educational learning?
Well, it's really interesting because there is already some really good work coming out about what works for quarantining. And just very briefly, because we're sort of coming to an end, but, you know, things like knowing that the end's in sight, making sure that you're feeling safe, staying socially connected. I mean, a lot of the things we talked about, but this isn't the first quarantine, so there's actually quite a lot of evidence out there about what works. So, you know, steady as we go and sending very good vibes out to your listeners, and we're getting through this, and Australia's done brilliantly, so you feel very hopeful. And we get to the other side in good nick. That's the plan.
Grant, that's really lovely, and it's so great to hear you speak positively about where we're at and what we can do, and also to give us some very simple tips that we can all take away with us and incorporate into our daily lives. Grant, have a great day. Enjoy the rest of this sunny, glorious day. It's currently, whatever it is, our temperature gauge has gone, hasn't it?
I think it's probably going to be about 10 degrees or so.
I think that was the best weather report I've ever heard.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Grant.
It's 15 degrees.
15 degrees, there we go. So that was Dr. Grant Blaschke, who is a GP. He's a academic at the University of Melbourne and also a clinical advisor at Beyond Blue.
We've had a message come in from the prolific 317 this morning again.
The gorgeous 317.
Saying that there's been a huge reset for a lot of people during this time, and they have friends that are planning to work from home twice a week permanently just to try and readjust. So I think there's going to be an awful lot of that going on. Certainly, we've been having conversations my workplace in exactly the same space. Do we go back for one day a week, 2 days a week, etc.?
What changes will you take out of this?
Yeah, exactly.
At a personal level.
Exactly that. I think wanting to try and actually have a better work-life balance, and actually demonstrating to workplaces that the productivity levels of the employees when they're working from home actually can increase because there are fewer distractions. So I think...
So is that an option for you to work from home?
I think we won't go back to normality. I'm thinking probably till February next year is my guess. Mm. I think when we actually come back out of the summer holidays. So I think there's going to be an awful lot of opportunity to do that. Yeah, for sure. Mm.
Hey, and what about Grant? I think what's great about Grant is that he actually makes it very understandable. He doesn't speak in jargon, so we're not getting lots of technical, jargonistic, psychiatric speak, which is not very helpful really, is it?
No, and I think he was very articulate in terms of just trying to find out what is that five-point plan, which we should wrap up and just remind everyone about again, because I think it's a really good way of just trying to really adjust to what you're doing.
Okay, so very simply, establish a routine. Number two, watch your alcohol consumption. Number three, watch your sleep-wake cycles. Number four, remain socially connected to your friends. And five, get informed.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.